get on the same team as him, and then a couple of plays, and now he's suspended for a game. Kind of bittersweet, I guess, in a way, huh?
We have rules. We got to follow them. You know, I would love to have him for this next game. But, yeah, we are, you know, he's the best teammate we could ask for, man. He's always willing to step up for his teammates.
Do you guys understand there was kind of a miscommunication as far as but you put your hands on the ref?
Which is crazy.
Yeah, you know, I think we all understand that, you know. Just sucks how fast everything happened. Wish somebody could have grabbed him and you know, kept him on the sideline. But you know, we got to deal with it. You know, guys got to step up, and we got to bring this
back
home.
It's
gonna have like a full week of preparation for you. Kind of do for your game this week. Acknowledge what you had. Yeah, thrown in the fire pretty quick last week.
Yeah, you know, I love challenges. You know, and I felt like last week was a challenge for me personally. And a risk, you know, for the Raiders to take would put me out there so fast. So I didn't want to let them down, and also wanted to, you know, step up to the challenge. So with me having this, you know, full week of preparation, you know, I look forward to just getting better at the calls, at the defense, and seeing if I can improve my game on Sunday.
Is there a benefit for you for having the green dot? Jack mentioned yesterday that having Kenny in your ear maybe helped that transition. Did you notice that? Is that beneficial, or is that it's more responsibility harder? Is that
It depends who the person is. I'm so used to the mic, it doesn't really take away from my game that much. But anytime you could talk to the defensive coordinator, well, I'm not talking about it, but, you know, he's able to, you know, throw some tips in your ear, things like that as the game's going on. But you know, that's part of being the Mike linebacker. You're the quarterback of the defense, you know, and I take pride in doing that.
Oh, do you think your presence here gave this team a lift, or were you too busy to notice?
You know, I was just being me, you know, coming in, just showing the guys that, you know, I'm a complete football player. I love this game, and that you can count on me. And, you know, I let everything else take care of itself. As far as guys, you know, looking up to me or noticing what I do as a leader, I let that take care of itself. But as long as you know, execute your job and play well, guys are going to respect you.
Jack had talked about talking to the team about getting back to knowing what you love about football and going back to that, whatever it is that makes you focus on why you love the sport and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
When you walked in here, did it seem like you'd walked into a team that had lost three straight games, or did you think, man, these guys are still pretty upbeat and happy?
You know, it didn't. And that goes to, you know, who's behind the helm, you know, on the offensive side. So much trust in him. You know, and I personally felt great just being on the sideline as long as I was watching that offense going up and down the field. That made me, you know, eager, fresh to get back out there on the field. And, you know, I definitely couldn't tell this team had three losses. And that's because they know who they are. They know that they let three go. But the way that we responded this past week, we just want to bottle it up and keep it going.
Yeah, as soon as you get here, you got to take on Casey and that attack. But now you got Buffalo, LeSean, and Tyrod Taylor. What's the secret to containing that unit?
They're both, you know, two unique players. You know, very athletic at the quarterback position. LeSean always challenges you on how hard of a tackle he is. You know, I know a lot about him, and I know exactly what they can do. You know, so we as a defense, we just have to keep that in mind, but, you know, not let that get away from who we are and how we play defense.
And now you got a two-game road trip coming up. How do you prepare for something like that to kind of stay in your routine?
You know, you prepare for it a long time ago, man. When you play NFL football, football comes first. Nothing else comes before it. You know, so as far as the schedule and preparing for road games, you know, you decide to do that when training camp starts.
The team's certainly all trying to get younger and younger. What you did last week, you know, coming here, show maybe the value of having veterans and veteran leadership and maybe not overlooking those guys.
Yeah, it's always good to have older guys on the team just to symbolize, you know, what type of level of play you have to play at, you know, in the NFL. Young guys come in the league, they don't know, and coaches want to see so much and get so much out of those young guys that pressure kind of takes over. So it's always good to keep some older guys on the team.
You're probably familiar with Khalil from afar. Was there anything that playing a game next to him that you picked up on that you maybe didn't know or appreciate about him?
You know, anytime you can see stuff, you know, like at hand, you know, you just, wow, you know, he's a heck of a player, you know, and he built my trust in, you know, taking chances on run plays or shoot my shot, because I know that he's taking his job as serious as I am. So he's going to have my back if I do make a mistake or something.
You went through that cram session last week. Now how does it go in terms of mastering, you know, this scheme? Is it just kind of back to your normal preparation, like routine, or is it still altered in some way as you continue to get used to what they do here?
Yeah, it's still altered. It's still new. You know, anytime you're in the league for a while, you kind of get that I got it, I know it feeling. Mm-hmm. And you go out there and you don't know it all. You don't have it. So every week's an important week. Every game's an important game. I was just fortunate enough to play so many years and be able to pick up on the playbook as fast as I did last week. But I don't take advantage of this long week. I'm going to prepare the same way, if not more.
You've been on some teams that have gone on some long winning streaks. What's the key to sustaining what you did Thursday over a number of weeks, I'm sure that you guys need to do?
Yeah, I think the key is just letting it go. You know, coach gave us 4 days off. I'm sure we enjoyed it. Now it's time to get back to work and focus on the Bills.